sponsor, recovery coach, chaplain, and disciple maker. Why the differences matter in addiction recovery ministry, people often use several helping words: sponsor, recovery coach, chaplain, pastor, mentor, counselor, and disciple maker. These roles can overlap in care and encouragement, but they are not the same. When these roles become confused, people in recovery can become confused too. A sponsor usually serves within a recovery fellowship or 12-step setting. The sponsor helps the recovering person work the steps, practice honesty, stay accountable, and remain connected to the recovery community. A sponsor is often someone with lived recovery experience who has walked the path and can say, "I know this road, let's keep going." A recovery coach may help a person set recovery goals, identify obstacles, build support, and take practical next steps. Depending on the setting, a recovery coach may have specific training, credentials, or organizational expectations. The coach is not automatically the same as a sponsor, counselor, or chaplain. An addiction recovery chaplain offers Christ-centered spiritual care, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, dignity, presence, encouragement, and referral wisdom. The chaplain does not take over the person's recovery. The chaplain does not become the therapist, treatment provider, sponsor, or crisis manager. The chaplain helps people stay connected to Y Support. A disciple maker helps a person follow Jesus in daily life. Discipleship may include scripture, prayer, worship, obedience, confession, repentance, service, church belonging, and growth in Christ-like character. Discipleship matters deeply, but it should not be confused with clinical treatment or recovery step work. Why do these differences matter? Because vulnerable people need clear care. A recovering person may try to avoid a hard sponsor conversation by leaning on the chaplain. Another person may want Bible study but refuse recovery accountability. A church may assume prayer replaces treatment, or a recovery leader may assume the church only brings shame. Role clarity protects everyone. A wise chaplain might say, "I can pray with you and encourage you in Christ. I can also help you think about the next faithful step." But your sponsor still needs to know what happened. Or, "This sounds like something to discuss with your counselor or treatment provider. I can support you spiritually, but I should not give clinical advice." The goal is not to divide helpers from one another. The goal is to strengthen the recovery circle. Sponsors, coaches, pastors, chaplains, counselors, and church leaders can each serve best when they respect one another's roles. Clear roles create safer ministry. Clear roles reduce dependency. Clear roles help the recovering person walk in truth, receive support, and grow with dignity.